I want to start with Fables. So congratulations, 150 issues plus a number of graphic novels. It's an amazing achievement for you and Bill.
Yeah.
I mean, I know this is a question you've been asked probably about a billion times in the last 2 or 3 weeks, but how does it actually feel to have finished it?
It's a good moment. It's quite satisfying to have reached that point where Fables is sort of done and we can actually look at it as a finished body of work. There's still a level on which it hasn't quite sunk in.
Yes.
Although I'm already missing the kind of the collaboration, the email exchanges,
yes,
and the phone calls and everything, because we had a very tight-knit team.
Of course.
And, you know, we pretty much all stuck together through the 13 years of the run. So that was, you know, felt like a little bit of a Fables family.
Yes.
So I'm missing the people most of all just at the moment.
Yes.
Work-wise, because I've leapt straight into Miracle Man.
Yes.
I haven't had a chance to sort of really contemplate the loss of that particular project.
Enough.
And also I think because I'm suddenly working in different ways and on different subject matter. At the moment it's kind of the honeymoon period of excitement at trying different things and experimenting again. So I am loving that. But Fables was a really important book for me.
Of course.
I think it pretty much saved me in terms of giving me the book I'd been looking for, which is a
And did it give you the confidence as well as an artist jump in and co-create something with somebody else? And obviously, prior to that, you'd done quite a bit of penciling, but I guess Fables was the book that kind of set your reputation as an artist rather than as an ink. I know you'd done work that wasn't inking prior to that, but is it fair to say that Fables was the book that kind of set your reputation as an artist?
I think the years, basically from about the year 2000 was the point in which I felt that my career kind of really started to get on track.
Yes.
The stuff I did with Bill on the Merv Pumpkinhead one shot was kind of a good calling card for where I wanted to go. And also I'd been working for a couple of years with Paul Jenkins on Peter Parker Spider-Man.
Yes.
And that was the point at which I kind of swallowed a vast amount of Kirby, and it completely rejigged the way I was thinking about my work and the dynamism and the immediacy of it.
Yes.
And that was what gave me the kind of the new path to follow that set me up for what I then did with Fable. So I think that was definitely, you know, the moment. But with Fables, was the point at which I really said, okay, this book is now going to be my home.
Yes.
And I just threw my heart and soul into it. And because I was in one spot, in a very secure kind of environment, surrounded by creators who and editors who encouraged me and supported me, I was able to really sort of push the boundaries and try different things.
And I don't know if you've got the distance yet, but I mean, would you be able to pick your favourite sort of Fable stories in terms of ones that you're most proud of with Bill over the, you know, 150 issue run at this point?
Definitely. I mean, The Good Prince for me still stands out as one of the most complete works that we did, where I think both of us felt, yes, everything about this was what we'd hoped it would be.
Yes.
And certainly from the art point of view, that was the first one where I was really proud of what I'd done, and I felt that I was heading in a direction that I was very happy with and comfortable with.
Yes.
You know, the design elements were very settled, and the style was quite solid and had a lot of sort of weight and gravitas, which was something I'd always been a bit sort of worried about in my career earlier on, because I always had this sort of feeling that my stuff was a little bit too soft.
Yes.
So I think that was a point where I really started to feel comfortable and confident. Another story that still resonates very strongly with me and I still have a great fondness for was the Cubs in Toyland.
Yes,
of course.
Recent art. Yes.
But that was because of the emotional weight of that. And I think the fact that it was balancing a very difficult subject matter with a kind of bizarre sweetness in terms of the toy characters and the environments and everything, for me was the perfect kind of Mark Buckingham comic.
Because it had a balance between light and dark.
Exactly. All the elements, you know, it was, but the high points were really high. I mean, that was the thing. It was one of those stories where, emotionally it cuts to the core of you.
Yes.
So I think that was for me one of the best things I've done in the last sort of 5 years.
Okay. I mean, were you a little bit disappointed that Dead Boy Detectives didn't have a longer run?
Not at all.
You knew it was going to be like a limited run, if you like?
I had
a sense that it was going to be.
I went into it knowing I was doing it for a year.
Yes.
If it had been a rip-roaring, success and was selling by the bucket load, I'm sure, we would have found a way to keep it going. But I definitely felt that that a year was sufficient.
So you got what you wanted out of it, if you like, as an artist in the short term, in terms of, you knew you signed on for 12 issues and you came in and you did.
Yeah, I mean, certainly, I mean, you know, I think, in terms of the visuals, it was pretty much what I was hoping for. I had a lot of fun because I was doing primarily layouts for other artists.
Yes.
I got a great deal of pleasure from being able to enjoy that collaboration and sort of trying to judge how much of myself to put in and how much leeway to give other people to kind of really run with it beyond that.
Yes.
I mean, I was much more of a control freak in the first few issues because I was trying to set it up and I was trying to make it distinctly different from Fables. I deliberately chose a very odd panel arrangement, which was a 15 panel page with sort of five tiers of three panels per tier, which was a little bit strange, but it sort of worked for the rhythm of the way Toby was writing, because his work was quite intense.
So how collaborative were you with him on Dead Boy on the writing side? I mean, did you back and forth scripts? I mean, how did it work?
I found myself getting quite heavily involved early on in terms of shaping some aspects of it. I threw quite a lot into shaping the character of Crystal.
Yes.
I mean, she ended up being quite different from where Toby originally intended to start with her. And certainly my role, I think, was primarily to try and keep it upbeat.
Yes.
Because a lot of the stories that Toby wanted to tell quite dark.
Mm.
And I was very conscious of the fact that this was the adventures of some 13-year-old kids. And
so
I kind
of wanted to keep it a little bit lighter.
You know, I wanted that lightness of touch to balance that out.
Yes.
And the covers. The covers for me was a real delight. I mean, I had a great deal of fun. You know, trying to do something that was kind of a little bit disturbing and surreal, but also, you know, again, keeping that element of fun
of
running through it. So,
yes.
So it was an interesting project, and it was fun to do. But I definitely think that, you know, we kind of did what we set out to do.
Oh, okay.
Two volumes,
well, that's fair enough. I mean, sometimes that, you know, that happens.
I had a great deal of fun with the last episode.
Yes.
Because I'd been wanting to work with Emma Ficelli for a long time.
Yes.
So it was a delight to kind of bring her into the kind of the Vertigo fold at that point. And also Victor Santos, I'd worked with on the very first little sort of Dead Boys short stories.
Oh, that's right. Yes, of course.
I was determined to get Victor back in as well. And the story was definitely a sort of revisitation of some of the more sort of quirky fun of where we started from.
Yes.
So that was a good one for me, and I threw a lot into the script on that one as well.
Yes. So I mean, the Miracle Man stuff, I'm going to touch on that, and then we'll move on to your studio. I mean, has it been fun to work on those? I've noticed that you've been experimenting with the cover images.
Yeah, definitely. I think one of the first people I showed them to was Duncan Fregredo, who immediately said, "It's the 90s all over again."
That's very funny.
And it's true. I mean, I very much wanted to go back to the mindset that I was in at the point at which Miracle Man had ended back in 93.
Yes.
And basically, I really wanted to just be an artist again.
Oh,
I wanted to work with acrylics and other medium. I wanted to sculpt again.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to play with kind of mixed media
and 3D and things.
And three dimensions.
Yes.
Because I've always liked to sculpt, because I came from claymation initially before I kind of
yes.
ended up in comics.
Yes.
There's always been a part of me that wanted to kind of get back to that. And so that's been a big part of what I've been doing okay. over the last couple of months is creating covers that are, you know, physical works of art in yes. terms of being sort of have a sculptural presence as well as yes. being painting.
Interesting.
And it's been a lot of fun. I've really enjoyed it. I wanted to also be quite playful in the styles yes. as well. So, you know, so for one cover, it's sort of a mix of Baroque with Klimt. Another one.
That kind of reminds me of the John Soane house. You know, you've got the yes. drawers that you pull open. They open the cabinet,
that
and then
the
you've
thing.
Got...
For the hardcover painting, I yes. really wanted... to play with that idea of kind of doorways into the lives of the people
yes.
in his world. And so I actually built it out of dollhouse doors.
Wow.
And
amazing.
That was a lot of fun. And, you know, I mean, the last, you know, issue 6 cover, it was more Turner-esque,
yes.
you know,
yes.
that lovely sort of
yes.
painted sky and things like that. And the Warhol one, I was
yes.
throwing everything at that. You
yes.
know, I've got sculpted alien masks
amazing.
And Hessian
wow.
Capes and,
yes.
and lots of kind of torn
yes.
paper, very punky kind
yes.
of imagery
yes.
for the paintings and stuff. So, yeah, I, all the way through, I've been trying to sort of...
So you enjoyed going back, in a way, to where you were in terms of your career and yourself as an artist.
Definitely.
You know, 20 years ago. It was so you looked at it as a kind of a refreshing change to go back and try and recapture some of the stuff that you used to
do. Well, it's because, you know, for me, Miracle Man ending abruptly like it did was a real kind of rock in the road for my career because it happened at a point where I was really sure of what I wanted to do and how I was going to do it, and
yes.
suddenly they pulled the rug
from under your
feet,
and
I did not have that job anymore.
No.
I didn't have that working relationship with
yes.
Neil anymore.
Yes.
And it completely undermined my sort of confidence.
So it's like a chance to go back
yeah.
and kind of not repair, but kind of sort of pick up where you left off in a certain way.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that I've been sort of, you know, a wounded animal on the side of the road for my entire career, but I mean, basically, it did kind of throw me into a bit of a dilemma through
the chance
90s.
To kind of end it in a positive way.
So what I've done is I've treated this as like, okay, well, I'm now in a really good place from the 13 years of failure.
Yes, exactly.
I've learned a lot. I experimented
yes.
and tried quite a few things
yes.
in the latter stages of that period
yes.
as well. I've been writing as well and doing other things.
Yes.
So now, you know, I come back to Miracle Man already, you know, a stronger creator, a better artist,
yes.
and with the confidence that I needed and that I had back then.
Yes.
And I can now apply this sort of 30 years
yes.
in the business
yes.
me
yes. Yes. Yes.
back to a work that
okay.
was my kind of opening
yes.
statement.
Yes. Okay.
And continue it in a way that I probably couldn't have done back then.
No.
But I now have the capability and the confidence
yes.
to do it now. So basically what I'm kind of being the artist I'd set out to be.
Oh, okay, interesting.
It doesn't mean that what I do with Fables and other kind of...
But it's obviously a different avenue, it's
yeah.
completely
different...
Yeah, I mean,
those things still are in the mix.
Of course.
And you will see other projects from
yes.
me that will be more familiar
yes.
in those terms. But
yes.
I always used to be the chameleon of comics.
Of course.
I mean, that was how,
yes.
you know, the first 15 years of my career was summed up by a comics journal. So, I mean, I wanted to return to that
yes.
in terms of my work is my sort of sketchbook in
yes.
public.
Oh, okay.
And I like being able to have that freedom
yes.
to play.
Okay.
And I wanted that back. So Miracle Man for me is now, okay, playtime.
Yes.
I can have
great.
Some fun, push things, try different stuff.
Yes.
But also do it with a little bit more finesse.
Yes.
That's
okay.
The
well, I'm going to move on to the studio stuff
okay.
now. I mean, basically, I assume that it depends on the project in terms of how your day pans out. So, for
right.
example, if you've got, you know, a cover for Miracle Man, or if you've got some interior work,
mm-hmm.
do you split them day by day? So you say, you know, Wednesday is my, you know, interior comic art day. Thursday is my cover day. Friday, you know, I mean, how does your work break down? Is it not quite as formal as that?
It's not necessarily as formal as that. I mean, certainly what I prefer to do, if I can, is to have more intensive periods of work on a particular type of thing.
Oh, okay.
I used to do the leaping around thing a bit more in the past, but the problem is you lose time to getting yourself into the alternative mindset.
Of course, yes.
Because I tend to treat every job as a distinctive identity and creature, and I'm the artist that draws it is a different me.
Yes, okay.
It's kind of hard to just jump job to job.
Yes.
In the same way that if I was someone with a more kind of cohesive and straightforward style that I applied to everything, then of course I could jump from page to page and it wouldn't matter so much. So, you know, I tend to have more intensive sort of periods where I'll say have like 4 or 5 days where I'm just working solidly on a particular project or way of working.
Yes.
So, for example, at the moment, I've had a couple of weeks where, or more, where it's been entirely about painting, entirely about covers.
Yes.
And I've focused all my efforts on sort of experimenting, trying different techniques, playing with that. But because it's all essentially a mix of paint and sculpting, it's comfortable for me to keep doing a lot of it. So, for example, with the logos that appear on each cover, I mean, I'll do 4 or 5 of those in one sitting, and, you know, I'll create elements, you know, so I might have more of a sculpting afternoon, and I'll create elements that will relate to different things. I might find myself sitting and painting a number of different elements that will then be applied to different covers. I kind of think more in those sorts of terms. It's like, well, what do I need to make that's in a particular style, in a particular way, and then focus on it? Now I'm into interior art.
Yes.
And at the moment what I'm doing is I'm going through all the little retrieval 2-page backups that used to appear in the original releases of the Golden Age.
Yes.
I'm actually rebooting all of those
in
order to create the style that will be the more kind of settled look for the Silver Age.
I mean, what's it like going back to old work and kind of, I mean, are there mixed feelings?
Oh, I mean, it's one of those strange things where there are pages that I look at that I absolutely adore.
Yes.
And there are others where I think, this is so clunky. What was I thinking? Or, you know, that face is awful. Or this doesn't match with what I was trying to do in the preceding episode. What's nice now is I'm coming back to it and I'm able to give the work a fluidity and consistency that it required. And I'm also able to kind of play a little bit more with the approaches, because one of the advantages of the fact that we now have, you know, a digital age and we can scan stuff and manipulate art and play with it and the colouring digital, there's more room for manoeuvre in terms of trying different things and mixing elements together.
Yes.
So what's nice is that, you know, for example, with the retrieval stuff, some elements of it are straightforward, you know, pencil art that's then inked with Indian ink and a brush.
Yes.
But there are other aspects of it where I'm doing grey tone kind of wash paintings where I'm using black watercolour. And it has an elegance.
So you're experimenting again with stuff that you're...
Yeah, but what's nice is that counterbalance.
Yes.
Then when it's digitally coloured, you have this sort of softness that you can bring to flesh and to
skin. Of course, yes.
But then you can have this sharp black line on mechanical elements or design elements that allow you to kind of play those things off each other and get the best of both worlds. It's something that I did initially with the run of covers I did for Madame Xanadu.
Yes.
And Disraeli was the colourist on those as well, and is again on the Miracle Man stuff.
Yes.
And we have a very nice sort of relationship, a working relationship and friendship going back.
My entire career. Yes.
Which allows us to, you know, he understands exactly what I'm after, and we're able to kind of play with stuff and have fun. So that's given me a huge boost to be able to see these pages actually now looking the way I always kind of hoped they might look.
Yes.
And certainly having that extra...
So it's like a remastered version, basically, of the work. They were able to present them in the way that you would have liked to have been able to have done, you know, 20-something years ago.
Exactly.
And they didn't quite have the confidence or the technical capabilities at the time be able to, you know, to kind of translate what's in your head onto the page.
Yeah, I still don't have the technical knowledge. I mean, if it, you know, anything that involves, you know, a PowerPoint
I meant in terms of drawing.
Tricky. I am still analog boy.
Yes.
And everything is
most of your stuff still hand drawn?
Yes.